Patrick, fantastic. You can see here as part of the Silver Foxes Day, it's a fantastic day to get out there and connect with the masses, but also, of course, we remember the what it's all about, and that is, of course, the Black Dog Institute. We're trying to get rid of, you know, suicide, and we're trying to, you know, get everybody talking about depression and that, so we can all feel good.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm pretty grateful that I'm now come to an age now where I can be invited into the Silver Foxes team, and, you know, I think Andrew Logan's done a fantastic job of that in recent times. And, you know, to come and connect with a community like Narrabri and raise money for the Black Dog Institute, you know, I think it's, you know, a fantastic thing. And, you know, it's a really beautiful community here. They've thrown a lot of cash behind it, and, you know, hopefully they can continue to raise awareness and raise that support from them.
Yeah, well, of course, you can go to the Black Dog Institute website, blackdog.org.au, but also part of your charity work is for brain cancer as well. Tell us a little bit about that. That's really something you've stepped up over the last couple of years, and we need to have awareness of that. We've got fantastic brain surgeons like, you know, Charlie Teo and the like, who are trying to get into our minds and sort of fix them up, but it's about always getting out there and having prevention and getting yourself checked early.
Yeah, definitely. Brain cancer is one that hits home pretty hard for me. My wife's father passed away with brain cancer a couple of years ago, and, you know, I saw the traumatic experience that herself and the family went through, and, you know, it's probably one that hits home. But, you know, I have to commend the work that Charlie Teo does. He's a fantastic surgeon, and, you know, he's also creating all these initiatives out there to raise funds and raise research. It's brain cancer is one of those, I suppose, issues where people don't want to touch it because it's an unknown. And, you know, Charlie Teo is at least, is, you know, he understands that, he knows that, he identifies it, he says it how it is. He's pretty clear in his communication saying that, you know, sometimes the surgeries you won't survive. And that's the reality of brain cancer. It's a horrible disease, and, you know, it tears families apart. So, you know, I hands down have got full support behind Cure for Brain Cancer and the work that Charlie Teo does.
Yeah. You can give us a website how we can get better informed, and if we want to make a donation, you can tell us a little bit about that, Pat.
Yeah, curebraincancer.org.au. You can go on there and you can find plenty of information about how you can support and throw a bit of support behind them as well.
Beautiful stuff. We'll tell you a little bit about something fantastic that's happened to you in the last couple of months. No, not the marriage. But the simple fact is you went to the Olympics in Rio, a bit of a mixed bag as far as the results, but having a chat with Johnny Porch, just how was it to walk out on the big stage there for the opening ceremony in Rio?
Yeah, look, it was pretty special, you know, to be a part of the Olympics. You know, the opening ceremony was massive, the closing ceremony huge. You know, living in the village, being a part of the 421 athletes that were Australian representing our country, you know, it's massive. And probably at the time, you know, I tried to live in the moment as much as I can, and it's not until I sort of, I suppose, come back to reality and come back to the real world that you sort of start reflecting on it and thinking, I've just gone to the Olympics. You know, I'm fortunate enough that I can call myself an Olympian now, and, you know, that's a pretty special thing. On the flip side of it, a little bit disappointed on our result. You know, I still look at it and go, you know, Fiji were the number one team, and, you know, they clearly deserve that gold medal. But at the same time, you know, we finished fourth at the end of the World Series this year, and, you know, I'd like to still think that we can perform at that level and finish around that area, and we didn't, and that's probably a little bit of a disappointment that I come away with from the Olympics.
But the girls did a great job in securing a gold medal. There would have been enormous heat on them. There was favouritism for them, and just the way it really lit up the Australian team, you know, when they picked up the gold.
You know, the women's, as you're saying, had a little bit of pressure going into the tournament being number one, but, you know, I think their preparation going into the tournament has been outstanding. Tim Walsh has done a fantastic job with those girls. You know, they've got the likes of Charlotte Kaslick, who's, I believe, is the number one women's player in the world at the moment. She's just far and beyond better than any other player out there. She reads the game well, she's got the skills, she's got the speed, and she's got the fitness. So, you know, they had the right cattle in the right station, and, you know, congratulations to them. It's a well and truly deserved gold medal.